Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Dan.
How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good.
The game on the weekend, to me, it seemed like it was that one guy, I think he was number 13, the guy with the bald head, who just kept shooting him down. And he was the difference.
The bald-headed bloke did do a good job, didn't he?
He did.
Colm, veteran of the league, a very good player. I thought our defensive assignment on him was very poor, and we allowed him to do what he's been doing for many seasons, and you know, we've got to be better than that defensively, and we didn't match up on our assignment very well Saturday night.
Okay, well, the season's done and dusted. What are your thoughts on how it's gone this year?
And for most part of the year, we were a top four team and travelling along fairly nicely. But for whatever reason, we lost our way and we didn't perform to the level that was necessary to finish in the top four. And it wasn't for any one reason. We seemed to gel as a team okay. We trained okay. But we just struggled when it came to the match night, and it resulted in a disappointing end of the season for us.
Having said all that, it's a pretty tough competition, isn't it? I mean, the teams are pretty even right across.
Oh, look, it is, and I think this year when you looked at both East and South Conference and the way that it went right down to the last home and away game, and I think that illustrated that the closeness of both leagues, and I think it'll be played out in the finals as well. But you know, I still believe that we had a team that was competitive, and we showed that at times against Hobart and Bendigo. You know, our performances against them were first class. But you know, we were inconsistent. It hurt us in the long run. You know, it was. It was one of the main reasons that you know, we didn't finish top four, is that we weren't able to string together quarters or halves or games, and you've got to be able to do that if you want to win in this competition.
Hobart, can they win the con?
Look, I think they can. They've got the home court advantage. They've got a team that play very well together. They've got a great backcourt leader in Jared Weeks. I can't see any reason why they can't. They'll have a full house in Hobart on Friday night, and yeah, I think it's great. I hope they do well, along with the Torns. I mean, they've done really well again this year, which is fantastic. So, you know, I wish both programs all the best, and it'd be fantastic for the state, and, you know, if we can get two winning teams, you know, even whether it be from the south or the north, it doesn't matter. It's basketball in Tasmania, and I think Stewie's done a really good job pulling that team back into the finals, and with a real shot at winning the South Conference title.
What about the Thunder roster for next season? Has anyone been locked away as yet?
No, look, I don't think so. I wouldn't be too sure about that. I haven't spoken to anybody within the club that suggested that, although I think our chairman Tony Barker did indicate to our group on Monday night. We had basically a wind-up tea just to get together and before everyone went on their way, that we've just got to look at the program as a whole, you know, right from the coaching staff through to the playing group, and I suppose everything's got to be done in order, and that's as much as I know at this stage and where we're at.
Have Garrett and Gary, your two imports, have they indicated that they'd like to come back next season?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And again, it's probably, you know, getting things in order. I mean, obviously, you know, they've got to appoint a coach, and then you've got to look at your Australian content to see where your imports fit into that. You know, we've got a good core group of Australians, and hopefully, you know, they'll remain at the club, and then we just need to look at you know, what's needed. I mean, I thought this year, we didn't do a really good job defensively of containing teams, so obviously that's got to be a focus. I thought our perimeter shooting was a bit questionable at times, so that's got to be another focus. And then all those sorts of things decide sometimes, you know, what type of import player you need.
You said when they appoint a coach, what's happening there? You're putting your hand up again?
Oh, look, I've enjoyed this year. I've indicated on many occasions, I still think I'm coaching well. I'm still trying to become a better coach. I had a fantastic group of people around me in Matthew Bennell and Ben Keeley. Ryan Carroll is our physio, and John Lauer is our manager. You know, we made up, I thought, a very good off-court team. So I've still got a lot to contribute. I've got a lot to learn. You know, I don't consider age as a factor. They'll obviously make that decision of which direction they want to head in, whether they were happy with the coaching group. And I haven't really spoken to anybody, so I can't really comment much further on that, other than the fact that...
That you want the job.
Oh, you know, as I said, I enjoy it. I enjoyed what I do. But again, you know, I mean, there's all those other little parts that go into making up a... You know, it's not just myself as a coach. I mean, I know the buck stops with me, and, you know, if there's any criticism, then, you know, I'm the one that's going to cop it, and fair enough. I haven't got a problem with that. But from my point of view, as I said, you know, Matthew Bennell and Ben Keeley as assistant coaches are very important to the... to the makeup of the whole group, and so all those things are taken into account. You know, from my point of view, it's about the big picture, and I thought, as I said, we had a great off-court team that worked very well together, supported each other, and trusted each other, and all those things go into making up a successful coaching program.
Always great to talk with you, Phil. I've enjoyed our chats during the season. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it again next season.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's in the lap of the gods, isn't it? And no doubt, you know, the powers to be will make the right decisions for the Northwest Tall Timbers going forward. And you know, I support support the decisions they make. But you know, I've certainly enjoyed chatting to you. I've enjoyed, you know, catching up at games with you, and I know you've been a great supporter of our program, and it's fantastic to be able to catch up and chat every week. And yeah, look, I'd like to do it again next year, but if I don't, then you know, I know that you'll still be there supporting, you know, the program.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Thanks very much, Darren.